case number 11118, Janet A. Speak, northwest of Route 277, Robinsonville Road, northwest of Conk Court, being lot 23 within Sea Wood Development, tax map ID number 334-5.00, parcel 793.00. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Janet Speak, 32923 Conk Court, Lewis, Delaware, 99950.
And I'll get you sworn in. Are you going to testify as well?
Yes.
Can you step up? Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Linda Bova. My address is 33117 Gracie Lane, Lewis, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I'm Daniel Myers here on behalf of Janet Speak, and this is a request for a side yard setback variance in an AR district. Now, the request is for 10.9 feet from the side yard setback for a pool house accessory building. But breaking this down into what we're actually asking for is the building itself is 610.65 square feet. And if it was under 600 square feet, it could be 5 feet from the side.
Correct.
So it's 10 feet over the size requirement, and it's 0.9 feet over the side yard requirement. But if you think of it in those terms, it's not really a 10.9-foot variance, because if it was 10 feet less square feet, then it would only be a 0.9-foot side yard variance. This building's on a permanent foundation. It has electric, and it was installed in May of 2006, and a certificate of occupancy was issued for it in 2009. If you take a look at the survey, and I know it's kind of busy, but if you look, this is the property line, and it's very unique. It juts in right here by the pool house and in the back. It has a lot of angles. It's not a typical rectangular property. And that sideline where the violation is, it actually comes in a little bit, as it's not shown on this survey, but it comes in and helps create the violation. Now, I'd like to call Ms. Speak and ask her some questions, if you could say your name for the board.
Janet A. Speak.
Okay. And this pool house was built in 2006?
Correct.
Did you build it yourself, or did you hire someone?
I hired a contractor.
Okay. And did you recall, did he go to the county and get the building permit?
He did.
Okay. And after they started construction, did you run into any issues with plumbing or water?
We did. We were putting in the plumbing, and the contractor wanted to run it out past the pool house back to the end of the property, run it all the way down the side with four booster pumps, which he told me would be at a cost of $5,000 per pump. And where the pool house is, my house is just 15 feet away, and I asked why it couldn't go in to the system in the house. And he told me he wasn't sure, and I called Sherman Plumbing, and they came out and said, yes, that would be the way to do it. So that's when I went back to the county, because it meant extending the property, the house, a little bit more. They gave me the exception.
Okay.
And did that increase the size of the pool house?
Yes, that's what put it over
the 600 square feet. After it was built, did you receive any notices of violation from the county?
I did. I received notices. And I have to be honest with you, I got a contractor, and I thought he would take care of everything, which he told me he would do, and I listened to what he said, and I complied with everything that he told me. Mm-hmm. And he told me the certificate of occupancy had been issued. I never got one, but I just assumed it was on file at the county. And then I got a letter from the county saying that had never been filed for. And he subsequently left the state. Mm-hmm. And I That's why it took so long to get the certificate of occupancy. I was dealing with the county.
And did they come back out and inspect?
And then a county representative came out, and he said, there's no way we're going to take this place, this house down. He said, it's beautiful. It's fine, but I've had other people come in and finish the work.
And it's on a permanent foundation with electric?
Yes.
And it wouldn't be easy to move it?
No.
Move it over. Okay, and you're not asking them to, you're not going to build on it or anything?
Oh, no.
You just want it to be, remain in the...
Absolutely.
The current location. Mm-hmm. Do you have any questions?
Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Mr. Rickards?
Yes, I see where you where it was only 462 square feet when you originally that which would have gave me that 5-foot setback.
Right.
So based on what you the testimony you just made, that's the reason you had to go after the 10-foot setback.
Yeah, I calculated it off of the survey, and it's 610.65.
Right.
Square feet.
Okay.
Just a quick one, Ms. Speak. We've heard some comments by Mr. Myers. Do you swear? Do you affirm that that testimony is true and correct?
Yes, I do.
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to call one more witness.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Could you say your name for the board?
Linda Bova.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a real estate broker.
And how long have you done that?
15 years.
And so. Are you familiar with property values?
Yes, I am.
And if this variance was granted, would that adversely affect neighboring properties?
No, it would not.
Thank you, sir. Okay, hearing no further questions then from members of the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two, three. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, ma'am.
I have three letters in favor of the application.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11118. Based on the testimony and also the documentation that we have here, I believe that there's certainly uniqueness to the property, and there's been a CO issued by the county, which not responsible for that, and variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the hardship and difficulty has not been created by you, and a variance will not alter central character of the neighborhood, and the variance will not the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Okay. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11118. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards?
Aye for the reasons I stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11118 is approved.
Thank you very much.